Blessing Zulu ndokusiya mina Gibbs Dube.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, September 27th, 2014. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. The Movement for Democratic Change, led by Moken Tsvangirai, continues its nomination process ahead of the party's elective congress next month.
On Monday, it's going to be March Central. We are yet to determine the venue, but it will be on Monday. And again, on Tuesday, we are expecting to do March East. Then we move on to Midlands.
Displaced Chingwizi flood victims say police are still terrorizing them, even if they were recently relocated to a state-owned piece of land.
Police are visiting schools like Chokwe Mkosi, who children are afraid of going to school.
And hundreds of Zimbabweans failing to regularize their status in America are facing various challenges, including the collapse of marriages.
We still have a large number of Zimbabweans who are struggling to gain a legal status, for a legal immigration status. They have not been able to regularize their stay. They are running away from the law.
The Movement for Democratic Change, led by Moken Tsvangirai, continues its nomination process ahead of the party's elective congress next month, with Masvingo expected today to choose its candidates. Party organizing secretary Nelson Chamisa says the process has so far run smoothly in Chitungiza and Harare provinces, where MTC team members decided to retain the top leadership. Chamisa tells Studio 7 the nomination process will end within the next few weeks.
On Monday, it's going to be March Central. We are yet to determine the venue, but it will be on Monday. And again, on Tuesday, we are expecting to do March East. Then we move on to Midlands before we conclude with Matabeleland, to then finally go to March West and Manicaland as the capping event.
Now, so far so good. How have these events gone by?
Well, we are so excited that we have proved it to be a part of excellence in whatever we are doing. We have had Chitungwiza, which has come and they've done their congress in peace, in silence, in excellence, true to our tradition. I'm so excited that our leadership is mature, our membership is mature. We are ready to govern, we are ready to rule. There was no violence, there was no skirmish, no problem in terms of the process itself. The same was the case for Harare. So we are so excited that this party, this revolutionary party, the People's Party, is the only game in town, the only alternative that speaks to democracy as it's started.
Now, when are you wrapping up this process?
In 2 weeks' time, we should be wrapping up the process so that we then move to the next stage of campaigns. It will then be campaigns through and through until we get to the elections. Once people have been nominated, because at the end of the 12 provinces, we should be able to know who has been nominated, and people will be able to then choose where they've been nominated. Because once you have been nominated, which is the first stage, you then have the second stage of accepting the nomination. If you don't accept the nomination, you are not then going to be part of the candidates on the panel.
That was Nelson Chamisa, organizing secretary of the MTCT, speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. At least 8,000 delegates are expected to attend the party's elective congress at the National Sports Center in Harare in October. Displaced Chingwizi flood victims say police are still terrorizing them, even if they were recently relocated to a state-owned piece of land. The 20,000 villagers who were affected by floods early this year near the Tokwe Mkosi Dam in Masvingo province and are now settled at Nwanesi Ranch say children are finding it difficult to deal with the situation. One of the Nwanesi residents, Milton Shumba, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that this should stop as some of the children are now afraid of going to school alone.
Yeah, in Nwanesi Ranch, what is happening here is like the police are visiting schools schools like Chokwe Mkhosi, Nyoni, primary schools, actually what they are saying to pupils, they are saying, you are our friends, you have to tell us who actually bent the cars, those police vehicles which were bent last time. So it's like the school children are afraid of going to school because they think if they continue going to school, there will be victims as well, bearing the fact that they've seen what their parents were treated by the police. So the situation as regards to school children is not just good, it's not conducive.
But is there still a heavy police presence at Nwanensi?
There are no police, heavy police personnel at the present moment. What is the police personnel? It's only a satellite police station, I might say, which is just there to keep peace and tranquility in the area.
That was villager Milton Shumba of Nwanensi Range speaking with Studio 7 from his homestead. He is among the villagers who stayed at Chingwizi Camp, where they had running battles with the police before being relocated to Nwanensi Range. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Hundreds of Zimbabweans failing to regularize their status in America are facing various challenges, including the collapse of marriages as their spouses are stuck in Zimbabwe. Dumepi Memo of the Association of Zimbabweans Living Abroad says most of these people are now living illegally in the country. He speaks to Studio 7 about this and related issues.
We still have a large number of Zimbabweans who are struggling to gain a legal status or a legal immigration status. They have not been able to regularize their stay. They are still under what we call a shadow, living in the shadows, running away from the law because they legally are not supposed to be here. They've overstayed their visas by years. So they are subject to deportation and arrest whenever they are caught. So that's one major challenge that many families are facing. The other challenge that Zimbabweans living in America are facing, I guess, is once you stay here, there's always what I would call a double mind, where when you get here into this country, you are thinking one day you're going to go back to Zimbabwe to settle down. But as time goes on, you discover that zeal you had begins to fade away to go back to Zimbabwe. So in the process, most of us are not kind of investing in either side. In Zimbabwe, we're not investing in anything in terms of property. In the U.S., you're not really also not investing much because your mind is kind of double-minded. You're not sure exactly where you're going to end up settling down or where you're going to retire from. The other challenge that comes with living in America, this is an economy that's run by credit, which means you have to pay bills every month. So some of us need some time overstretch ourselves financially, trying to finance a lifestyle that does not match our income. So in the process, we accumulate a lot of debt.
And going back to the issue of immigration status, you actually mentioned that some people are always running away from the law. What will happen to some of these people?
Well, most people have been hoping that this talk about immigration or comprehensive immigration reform by President Obama somehow will come to fruition. And that has been the hope of many. And so far, because of politics, it looks like that will not happen anytime soon. So in the end, it's going to just be a hide and seek with the law. So according to the Americans, the Zimbabwean issue seems to be stable. So people are just stuck. They don't know what else to do. There are other avenues that people keep doing, like marrying an American person so that you can get your paperwork done that way, or getting a work visa. If you have some skills that are needed, like in computers, engineering, you can get a work visa that way if someone sponsors you. But for the rest, majority, it is just going to be hide and seek with the law.
And I guess most of these people have got their spouses who are back home. So what happens to the institution of marriage, if that's the case here?
It is difficult. Marriages are just breaking up because either one spouse is in America, the other one is in Zimbabwe. and it can go up to 10 years without even seeing each other. Then you begin to wonder, really, are we still married? So marriages are just breaking up. Some here are finding new spouses and forgetting about the spouses they left home and starting new lives here, new families here. So this is leading to the breakup of the family structure.
That was Tumepi Mema of the Association of Zimbabweans Living Abroad speaking to Studio 7 from Texas, USA. At the same time, Ngabuto Mapena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa says most people feel that the 800 rands being demanded by government for them to regularize their status in that country is reasonable.
Most Zimbabweans that are qualified to apply for these permits are working. So they basically afford this 870 rands, and they've been saying they don't see any problems with the figure, because a normal permit would cost 1,350. We know that there are those that have been going using the back door, trying to get other permits, and in the process they've been conned of close to 3,500 rands, some as much as 15,000 rands, 12,000 and so on. So this 870 rands really to them is a drop in the ocean. It's not really a money that will scare them away. But of course, you then have other organizations that are beginning to calculate to say 870 rands times 295,000 is over 200 million. So this is the money that is going to be raised by the South African government. But we believe it's a debate for another day, but it's basically individually, those that qualify, they seem not to have problems with the 870 rand.
That was Ngabuto Mapena, director of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, speaking with Studio 7. Applications for work, business and student permits start October 1st. Now it's time for the Women's Forum.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. We are lucky to have with us the Health Services Manager at the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe, Mrs. Patience Nyemba, who will be discussing with us about cancer in women. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Mrs. Nyemba.
Thank you very much, Marvelous.
Can you just take us through which ones are the most common cancers, especially amongst women?
Thank you, Marvelous. In Zimbabwe, the most common cancer is the cancer of the cervix or cervical cancer. Breast cancer now is lower. It's about 12%, whereas cervical cancer is about 30 to 33% in females. And it's a cancer which is quite disturbing because it's a condition which can be prevented. So we're hoping that today on the Women's Forum, some women will be able to pick something and share it with their female colleagues.
What are the symptoms of cervical cancer?
Cervical cancer, in the initial stages, the signs and symptoms are very silent. There's nothing. You can't feel anything, because it takes about 5 to 20 years for cervical cancer to really develop or manifest. But as the disease or condition progresses, you find that initially you can have problems, or you can have irregular bleeding. Even after your periods, you can have bleeding, or you can have heavy bleeding and bleeding which is not normal from the one you've always had. Or you can have a discharge which doesn't respond to medication. That also can also have a sign to say that something is not right. And then you can also have foul-smelling watery discharge, which needs to be attended to. And some people may have backache or lower abdominal pain. These are some of the signs of early cervical cancer. But like I said, the initial stages, sometimes there's nothing which a woman feels unless she's going to be screened for her to know what's happening to her. And then as the disease progresses, you find that some ladies will have a discharge, or they can have heavy bleeding with clots in their backache, and also they can have problem of having feces and urine being discharged through their vaginal path. But this normally happens when the condition is really taken time, so that some of the surrounding organs, that's the rectum and the bladder, have been eroded by the cervical cancer.
And what would you say are the major causes of cervical cancer?
In Zimbabwe, the major causes of cervical cancer from the studies which have been done show that the HPV virus, a human papilloma virus, which is sexually transmitted, is the major cause of cervical cancers. A few, about 2% of the cervical cancers are from other causes.
And also we've heard that the use of herbs in the reproductive organs can also lead to cancer. What's your take on that?
There are some studies which have revealed that the use of herbs which are inserted into the birth canal can contribute to the cause of cervical cancer. But maybe it's because those herbs can cause erosion on your birth canal and expose you to the entry of the HPV virus from your partner.
And are there any precautionary measures that women can take to avoid getting cancer?
Women should get themselves screened at least once in 2 years to just make sure that they don't have any of those precancer cells. And also, for those who are sexually active and have multiple partners, they can also practice safer sex. Safer sex is use of condoms or even abstinence so that they don't develop cancer of the cervix. And also, we encourage people to change their lifestyles, like the type of food we eat, exercising, taking plenty of water, and also screening should be part of our lifestyle.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Patience Nyemba, the Health Services Manager at the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much, Marvelous.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And finally, in sports news, Highlanders clashed with ZPC Kariba in a Premier Soccer League match, while Dynamos faced Shabani Mine. Triangle versus Harare City.
My name is Peter Shaisuma Tonsi. I was born in Masingo district in Zimbabwe. I am now based in South Africa, in Johannesburg. I started the love of music at the tender age. My uncle made me a homemade guitar. They call it a banjo. That is how I started to learn. I've got two albums to my name. First album, I never marketed it. And this second one, Zeda Nzeda, it's Nzeda Nzeda, Zinyeke Nyeke, Misaba Ya Hela, Mama Riva, Dali, and Shikuma Kuma. It's a seven track album. Nzeda Nzeda is just a slang name, or it's a street name for your lover. It only started by me with my group. When I was playing live shows, I used to raise and shout, Nzeda Nzeda, Nzeda Nzeda. So the name came like my slogan. So people started to love this Nzeda Nzeda thing till I thought of composing a song about that Nzeda Nzeda. The other song is Zinyeke Nyeke. This one is Misava Ya Hela. It's in Tsonga. It's my native language, Tsonga or Shangani. That one, it means the world is coming to an end. It's like a gospel lyric song. Thank you, my friends, for supporting me. I'm promising more Nzeda Nzeda work.
Now to recap today's top stories. The Movement for Democratic Change led by Moken Tsvangirai continues its nomination process ahead of the party's elective congress next month. And hundreds of Zimbabweans failing to regularize their status in America are facing various challenges, including the collapse of marriages as their spouses are stuck in Zimbabwe. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 Ndebele with Chris Gande. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very, very good weekend.